Hi, this is Miriam Castilla, and welcome to the Manifesting Playground for Soulful Women in Business. This is the place where we apply law of attraction in magical and practical ways so you can have more money in the bank and get more done with ease. Let's talk about some secrets, some six-figure secrets. Now, they're not really secrets, but what they are five shifts in perception that you need to make, and five things you really need to keep in mind that will help you move out of that mindset and the point of view that's keeping you stuck in the five-figure realm and help you cross that six-figure threshold and move into that area of business. So let's get into it, shall we? Number one, your business is a real thing. And when you start moving into six figures, you have to give it that respect. You have to treat it as a real serious entity. You have to give it the time, the space, the support, the tools. You have to feed and nourish your business and really nurture it and give it everything it needs to thrive and treat it like a real serious separate entity to you. It's no longer about you. It's becoming its own thing. And that's a big mindset and shift in perception that is necessary for you to move into the six-figure realm. Now, number two, when you start operating in the six-figure territory as opposed to the five-figure territory of income, it is a different version of you. So you need to start becoming that version of you who can operate that serious business that's a real thing that I just talked about in the first point, right? So you need to really look at who do you need to become so that you can do the things you do to have the outcome you want to have, because it takes a different version of you, maybe a more committed version of you, maybe a more structured version of you, maybe a more organized version of you, maybe a version of you who follows through on things, maybe a version of you who takes better care of herself so that she can think clearly, maybe a version of you who's willing to ask for help and be open-minded and listen to other people. But really think about that, because it does take a different version of you, and I won't get into all the reasons why right here on this blog, but it does take a different version of you, and there's quite a few reasons why, because six figures is a different ballgame to five figures. Now, secret number three is when you start moving into the six-figure territory, you need to really practice being the unemotional observer. You need to be strategic. You need to reevaluate what's worked, what hasn't worked, what will you be doing next, and, you know, why are some things working, why are some things not working, and make it a thing that is unemotional and has nothing to do with you, your value, or your self-worth, because your business, remember, is a separate energetic entity to you. It is its own thing. You're observing it and you're just fine-tuning and tweaking it. So it might help to think of it like a machine you've built that you know works and you know you can keep improving. You know, how can you get an even better performance out of it? That's what you're looking at. How can it run more efficiently? How can it perform, you know, in with bigger outcome? What else does it need? What parts might need replacing and upgrading that will help it perform better? So you've got this machine you build, and then you're just tweaking with the parts of it, playing with all of that and improving the result you get for the input you're putting in. That's it. It's just a game. So be unemotional and be really strategic, and make sure you keep notes on that stuff, please. Just saying. Okay, number four is, if you haven't figured it out yet, when you move into six figures, or for you to be able to move into six figures, you really need to make your mindset a number one priority, which means you have to give it the time, you have to dedicate the systems and the tools you're going to use. You have to get really clear on what are my mindset practices, what are my mindset times, what commitment am I making to that, and this is priority number one, because without this being in the right space, nothing else is going to work. And you know this, right? So making your mindset your number one priority. For example, for me personally, it takes a lot for me to skip my morning meditation practice. That is my number one mindset practice. It puts me in the right state of mind for the day. It helps me connect to my higher self. It makes me be really calm and unemotional in my approach to my business. And without that daily mindset practice of sitting down to meditate for 20 minutes in the morning and usually 20 minutes in the afternoon, I'm a different person. I am not the CEO of my six-figure business that I need to be. So making sure that your mindset is your number one priority. I've put it down as number four, but it should really be number one, to be quite honest. And then the number five secret to six figures is that it does take a team. You really need to have a good team around you. So it doesn't mean you need a million people, but you need to have a carefully selected team who you can rely on and who you know are going to get you there. Now, that means you have to be willing to ask for help, and it also means you have to be willing to listen. Choose carefully who you're going to listen to. Make sure that they are already doing what you're asking them to help you do, and then do listen to them. Be open-minded. Be willing to experiment. And if you don't quite agree, you know, learn to kind of, again, be that unemotional observer running that experiment and measuring the results. And you can say, okay, look, I'm not convinced, but let's try it your way for 1 month or one quarter, whatever's appropriate, and let's see how it goes. You really do have to be willing to listen, to try different things, and to experiment a little bit, which means you're not always going to be getting instant results. And really, this should be secret number six, whatever we're up to, that the results aren't instant, that it is an incremental process, and you have to be okay with that. There's not a magic thing you do. So you need that team who are going to help you get there, and you need to decide who the right people are. Who do you need from a business strategy perspective? Who do you need on your team and in your corner from a mindset perspective? You know, do you need anybody else? Do you need a team that helps you with your physical health because you are somebody who needs that support so that you can function at your best? So look at all those areas, decide what the top priorities are. You're better off having a smaller, higher quality team than a big team of people who do bits and pieces but who you can't really rely on or who aren't really fit for the job. And you know, money is a factor that comes into this support team. So decide what is the number one thing I need help with. And if I can only invest in one thing, let's invest in that. Let's get that up to a certain level so that maybe then I can cut back a little bit on what I'm investing and just go into more of a maintenance kind of situation. And then I can bring in the next person to help me with the next thing on the list of priorities. But it does take a team. You can't do it on your own. No woman is an island. So they're the five secrets that are the shifts in perspective that will really help you get into the six-figure territory. And I'm talking not just six figures, like let's make 110,000. Let's make multiple six figures. Six figures is a big, beautiful span, and there's a lot of playground in there waiting for you. So let's recap. Number one, your business is a real thing. It is a real thing. It is a separate energetic entity to you, and you have to give it that respect. Number two, you have to be a different version of you. Who do you need to be, and what can you start doing to become that now? Number three, become the unemotional observer, be strategic, and treat it all as an experiment where you are constantly adjusting and tweaking this beautiful machine that you've built. Number four, make your mindset a top priority. Do what it takes. Surround yourself with the people that will help you get there, which is actually also number five. Look at who you need on your team. Now, mindset, there are certain people who help you stay in the right frame of mind. Hang out with them more. Hang out less with the people who don't. And then when we get to number five, look at what is the team you need on a bigger level for your business, your health, your mindset, and make sure you've got those people in place. Now, this is a process, right? So I highly recommend you jump into the meditation library and grab a meditation called Trust in the Process. You'll find it in the Create a Shift section. It will really help you see this as a process, help getting back to that place where you're trusting the process and you keep doing the little daily steps that ultimately make the very big difference. So go grab that now. If you're not a member of the Meditation Library yet, it's totally free. There are about 50 plus hypnotic meditations to help you create all sorts of amazing transformation in your life. So grab the link from the description. And until I see you next, keep on embracing your unlimited potential. Bye-bye.